Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein, and it's my turn, opportunity, to share with you a few thoughts in today's podcast. What I'd like to do is start from last week and finish up with what's happening over the next week. Veterans Day, as you know, was celebrated on the 11th, and had the opportunity to participate and attend a handful of events. A couple of really fun events for me was going to the St. John's School, the Catholic school here in Westminster, where I talked and spoke with kids from 3rd through 8th grade, and what a great opportunity that was. A real highlight for me was on Saturday the 11th, Sykesville held their first Veterans Day event at Town Hall. What was so cool about this was the Girl Scout troop, besides just being awesome, they had the responsibility to bring down the colors and fold them appropriately. They were definitely challenged in doing that because the colors at the town hall are very, very large, and they ended up folding them at first upside down, and then they had to figure out how to get them right side up while doing all of this, keeping the colors without touching the ground. And these fourth graders, they were awesome. They did a great job in doing that, and they represented our community in just such a special way. Another part of the ceremony was carnations were placed for representing the World War I veterans from Sykesville. There was 119 Sykesville residents that served in World War I. A handful of them were wounded. And those were represented with red carnations, the others with white carnations. The amazing piece about this is there was only 600 residents in Sykesville at the time, so 119 out of 600 deployed over into World War I. Those two events between the carnations and the Young Girl Scouts' participation reminded me of what really Veterans Day is all about, and that's community. It's recognizing our men and women in uniform, the families that they had left behind, the community itself, and recognizing and saying thank you. And we just live in such a great country and awesome community here in Carroll County. A couple other events that happened over the last couple weeks, or last week, excuse me. I attended the MACO, Maryland Association of Counties, board retreat out in Annapolis. This was a two-day event. The first day was the opportunity to listen and learn from the administration's secretaries, or a handful of secretaries, from the environment, housing, I think planning was there, commerce, a whole bunch of them, along with we listened and had good conversations with firefighters out of Prince George's County, and understanding the changes in the firefighting community here in Maryland. This obviously means a lot to us as we are working ourselves through establishing our professional hybrid fire department here in Carroll County. Another very important topic that was discussed and people were not shy around the table to talk about was the blueprint. We have a long ways to go regarding the blueprint. The Maryland Association of Counties consolidated all 23 counties and the city, the 24 signatures, to share with our governor and our legislators the challenges that we are being faced with the upcoming blueprint and the responsibilities that are being levied on Carroll County and our surrounding jurisdictions. The challenge is we can't tax our way through it, and there's no way we'd want to tax our way through it in funding the needs of blueprint. So therefore, we have to come up with what we can, what we cannot do, and work with the state to ensure Carroll County can tell our own story and prioritize the work that Carroll County needs to do when it comes to the blueprint and give us the opportunity to do just that. I've said it once, and I say it all the time, nobody knows Carroll County better than Carroll Countyans. Another opportunity we had was the Secretary Anderson, Secretary of Commerce, came to Carroll County and shared with us his vision of commerce around the state, and then had the opportunity to discuss with my colleagues, along with a couple of the mayors that came into the conversation, and also Westminster councilmen, and talk about different opportunities that we have in Carroll County that nowhere else does, such as agriculture and opportunities that could surround our agricultural community. Another thing is the importance of manufacturing and distribution that we have here in Carroll County. We have the lowest unemployment rate in the state, and the state's unemployment rate, I think, is around 1.6. So we're doing pretty well. Also, what I share with the secretary is our appreciation that the governor has, I feel, pushed out his cabinet and his administration into the counties. And they recognize they cannot govern from Annapolis. And the best way to do it is to get them boots on the ground and talk to the leaders and the community leaders in the county and also the municipalities. We've had Secretary Attic, Secretary Woods from MDVA, Secretary Anderson from Commerce, you know, Bob Finn, the Deputy Secretary, MDVA. We've had the Lieutenant Governor, the Governor out here, our Comptroller, Secretary Learman, Secretary Wiedefeld. We've had a whole lot in a very relatively short amount of time. Truly appreciate that. The intent is once this honeymoon season is over, in other words, the first year, they'll continue to come back and be prepared for the upcoming legislative session this January. But really appreciate the secretary and his team being out here. Next week, I am holding a town hall. And I try to do this every few months. I know it's been maybe 4 months since my last one, but I'll be doing it Monday, November 20th at 10 in the morning and then 6:30 in the evening. The focus of this town hall will be on safety security in Carroll County. I'll have the sheriff there and or his representatives to talk about what's happening in Sykesville and Eldersburg. I'm going to be talking about the developments that are happening on 26, along with the developments, residential developments of what's called the Zabel property and the Beatty property. And I'll have representatives from those developers on hand to discuss their vision. The Beatty property is going through the technical review the following week. So the more input that they receive, the better they're going to be prepared, and the community is going to be prepared in understanding the impact that development is going to have on the Beatty property. We're doing a lot here in the county with my colleagues, especially circled around zoning and prioritizing opportunities for permits and inspections to getting things done, especially within the commercial industrial. I'm always open for good ideas, and that's why I try to do these town halls as often as I can. The last thing I want to share with you is that I'm wishing everyone a very happy Thanksgiving, whether you're spending it just with your immediate family or you have a family of 30. I wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving to you, the family, and our friends here in Carroll County. A reminder that Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, the county offices will be closed. So with that, this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5, wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and look forward to meeting you at the town hall. And as always, life is good. Thanks.